Hi, everybody. My name's Sue Supriano, and I am very fortunate to have a chance to be speaking here today with elders from grandmothers, elder women from Big Mountain, which is in Arizona. They are Navajo women. They call themselves Diné, and they are actually all related to each other. We have here May Shea, Ruth Benally, and Vina Horsehelt. Vina Horseherder. And Vina is lives there also. She's also going to translate. So they are in the elder grandmothers are going to be speaking in their native language, which is what they speak. The struggle at Big Mountain in Arizona has been going on for many years. It's basically, I've been interviewing people for some years, and it's basically, as I understand it, the government trying to get the people off the land so that the Peabody Coal Company can mine in that land, and these traditional elders really holding their own and to stay on the land that is rightfully theirs, and their like their church, really, where they live and where they pray and where they are connected to the land. So they're here in San Francisco right now because there's a hearing. It is the end of February, and there's a hearing in San Francisco. Was a hearing yesterday. I think it's in process now. So having said all that, let's just talk to the grandmothers themselves. I want to say welcome to you and ask you to tell me something about why you have come here.
Well, we came here to support our attorney for Minnie Beats' case here in San Francisco. We got to be here because we are asking for our religious right and our Freedom Act, and we have every right to because we live in the United States, and we're part of the people too. And we are, most of us, we are registered voters, so. I'm sure in the United States, everybody has a freedom to speak, and that's what we're doing. And we have our right to live where we're at and where we have born and raised for centuries. And that's why we're trying to defend ourselves. But the government, they don't understand. They believe that it was a mistake that where we are because of the natural resources and all the material in Mother Earth. Because of the money-wise, they have no respect for us. But I look at my people and my mom, and they're like in their 90s and over 100 years old. So if their people are that old, I look at them that they're elderly abusing by the government. This is very sad. I cry sometimes. I wipe my tears to look at my elderly on my behalf. It's very sad. Mm-hmm. This is all I had to say.
Really? Maybe you could. So that was Vina Horseherder that you were hearing from. And Vina, maybe you could be so kind as to ask your mother or your aunt to speak about why they made this long journey. I know people have their responsibilities at home to take care of their animals and their land, and it's in they're very poor, poor in terms of money, not in terms of culture and spirituality, but poor in terms of cash. So why did they bother to make this trip? What is going on?
Shema, dikan bejadi cincarne. Eya hat ishe gisi binina kwa sata lehi binina hat enti sa ingin ya tetini lejo bahdi lnenne. Jo binina nti ya shikaya lindi bahwin. Ato kwa ya jon liha tshi. Do ya bin ya sa hazli la so that ante da it is a ko ma ko ta ni tri do ya khwa ha Well, my mother Ruth was saying that I came here because I care for my lamb. I want to remain where I am because how the government are abusing me is that I was never told that this lamb was be given away to another tribe. So they just stole it. I have no authorization. I wasn't noticed in mail or nothing. Did nobody ever tell me that this will be given away or whatever. But this is why I remain there. I think they just stole my lamb and all the abusing is going on between the government. I don't understand. I have no education. I never went to school. It's so hard for me, but I will remain at Big Mountain. That's where I was born and raised. I know the world. All my ancestors, counting back to 12th generation, they're buried there. They have their gravesite there. I have every right, and the holy people are placed us there, so I will remain there.
Mm-hmm. And why is it that... So the government is saying you've got to move off the land, and then they're going to give it to whom?
See, they petition it to the Hopi, but the Hopi people says that they will just be using for ranch area, just like to graze animal there, and then to dig up coals and uranium, whatever is there. So it's just like the money is important and the material, the raw resources are important than the human being. This is what she think.
Mm-hmm. So they want to take uranium from coal. And coal, rather. And the Hopi people, some Hopi people are involved in this. I know that there are internal politics, and there's the official tribal government is not necessarily there's conflict and tension between the traditional people, which you folks are. The people really want to keep your traditional ways, and people who are more involved in politics, I would say, of money. Huh? That's a good summary.
Yeah. Well, we can get along with the Hopi really well, the traditional village people. We can talk. We have friends there, but it's just the tribal, the ones that are like tribal people that works for the government. They're the ones like they put out rangers and other police with. They have free credit card, and then the Washington, D.C. sends more budget for the relocation and whatever, so they have a lot of money, but we don't have no money. We just doing all we can. We don't care how power they are. We will still stand for our rights.
Uh-huh. What kinds of things have happened to people? I know some really horrendous things have happened to people, including their grandmother sitting right here, and probably yourself, Fina, who all live there. If you would tell some stories of things that the government or whoever it is that is doing, people are doing to you to try to get you off the land.
Yeah.
And I understand you were telling me that 20 years ago there were like 5,000 people there, and now there's something like 3,000 people there. So a lot of people have, in fact, moved off the land. And I know that when they do move off the land a lot, it just really disrupts the culture. Because I know from other interviews that there's a lot of people who get sick and die, and just it's like any kind of cultural disruption being wrenched from your normal place where you live and pray. So if we could have some stories of these grandmothers, it would be great.
Well, this is my Aunt Meishi. She just mentioned that she will remain there because we don't understand, because it's our land and we use there and we always live there, and we could see and look at the people who have relocated are no longer living. It's really a genocide, the relocation. It affects them. The government don't help them. Even their house are wear up, they don't help them. And they don't even put people to work or whatever. They just forget them once they move off the fence. So it's really wrongdoing. And another thing is that our livestock is very important. That's the only thing we look at. We make that our economical use. We use that for shearing, then weave, and then it's also food too during the ceremony time. So it's like really important, and it's as important as a bank. We look at it every day, and they want us to get rid of all our animals. So this is not right too. And a lot of young people who have relocated are just now drinking in the city because they don't belong there. And a lot of old grandmother, they're just weary, and then they die. So this is like, we are really being hurt. We are really, really being hurt, and we're weary about it a lot. And this is all we have in mind every day, every night. It's so painful, very painful. And we don't know how we can have a better help, and especially that we're uneducated. And we never went to school, so it's very hard for us. And this is why we need all kinds of help and support, whatever way, to the Congress, throughout the Congress and the coming election especially. And we are still human being yet. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So exactly, I know there's been cases of killing sheep, and if you can Vina, maybe you could explain to me and to the audience here, mm-hmm, about what's going on at Big Mountain with the Diné people, who many people know as Navajo, but you call yourselves Diné, and certainly you should be called by what you call yourselves. I don't get this naming of people other names. What exactly kinds of things have happened, and who has done them in terms of these regulations? Maybe you could share with the audience. I know there's some like incredible, very strict regulations. And also, what's going on at this hearing in that you have come all these 1,000 miles or whatever it is from Arizona to San Francisco? I know it's a very important hearing to decide the what's going to happen in terms of relocation of traditional people out, to taking them away from their land in Big Mountain. Now, that's a lot of questions. Do you want me to break that down one at a time? How can you deal with that?
Well, I'll try to, what I can remember, I can just put it on. Well, I think for the animal, they do that. They don't want us to have any more livestock, so they only allow like 2 to 3 sheep per family. That's nothing. We need more than that to make a living. And then they pound it in and
so,
they...
So, I'm sorry, but the government tells you can only have 2 or 3 sheep per family?
Yes.
Woo.
That's nothing, so... we're trying to fight for at least about 20 or like 50 or more, you know, like, because it's like a bank. How could you get rid of all your money at one day? It seems to me like they're telling us you could only have $10 in your bank. You can't have more than $100 or $50. Take it off and then go behind the bar and go away and die over there. That's how we understand of relocation and how we're, what's all about this. So it's really sad. And we want to keep the sheep, just like the bank, the money, a little money in the bank. So we want to keep that sheep. This is only dirty little old corral with a little pen of sheep in there. That's what we're fighting about, plus the lamb that we use to graze, and so nobody could bug us every time, and just freedom. And this is what we're asking for. And, you know, this is how everybody are concerned, relative. And some of them, they get sick and they get heart attack. 2 years ago, two of my aunt died. And we worry about them too. It's really affecting us. They're killing us out there. But still, we will keep saying that until somebody listens to us.
Right. Well, that is really incredible to think that the government can tell you how many animals you can have in such a teeny amount. This issue of sovereign nation, I know that that's what you are, is a sovereign nation, according to treaties, right? Mm-hmm. So how can the government do this? I guess they could just do what they want, or do they have some?
I guess it's because that we're not under the state. They just look at our chairman. Our chairman is so dumb that they cannot defend us. They only care about the money that's around window rot. They only care about what they're going to eat at the restaurant or spend some time with that money. They don't even share with us. They think we're stupid enough, and they call us lawless and all kinds of stuff to us, but we believe in our heart that we have a natural way of keeping our lamb and stay on the lamb and, you know, protect ourselves in some way with our poor little amount of elderly that's there now. So they're right, and we always listen to them. And around Big Mountain area too, we also have a lot of ceremony, our charm places, and our where we gather herbs, and all these are there. We know the lamb, each piece, each wash and heal around us. It's that's where we belong, and that's where we were placed by the holy people. So we want to remain and continue to remain there. We don't care about the resources and the money and the wealth that they want.
Thanks. I want to alert people that if you want to get your pencils ready in a few minutes, we're going to be giving you numbers about how to reach people from Big Mountain if you want to go to the land or you would like to give money and food and clothes. They really need a lot of things. So get ready for that a little later. Well, also we have here Leah Berner, who's one of the people who's come all the way from Switzerland to work with people from Big Mountain, and I don't know what else. She's with Incomundias, the Switzerland International Committee for the Indians of the Americas. So just tell me, we don't have too much time, but something about why you've come here and where here he is. Have you been down to Arizona?
Yeah, I was now a few days by the mountain, and I stayed at Marsha's place in the near of Glenabege, and I came to America because I wanted to see the situation by myself. I'm working on these things since the UN in the summer. I saw the film Vanishing Prayers, and it touched me so deep that I just, I had to.
Which film?
Vanishing Prayer.
Vanishing Prayer,
And, then I came down here now suddenly, and I want to learn and to see the situation by myself, and try to do all the support that I can. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's been your impression? You were a few days in Big Mountain in Arizona with the people there, and now you're here in San Francisco for this hearing. What kinds of support do you do, and what has been your impression of what you see?
As I got to that area, I just fall in love with that land. It's so beautiful. And, the people are very, very warm people. Like, at first they were, like, staying a little bit on distance. But then when you know the people, I like them very, very much. And,
What kinds of things do you do to be supportive?
In Switzerland, we were making virgils, getting signatures, and trying to get to the newspaper and try to make the people know about this case. And here now, I'm going to go move around with Marsha, and I don't know, maybe I do some sheep herding. And here we're just also doing like a virgils, and getting to impress. And there's going to be something with McCain on Thursday.
Oh, McCain, right. That's very important. Can you say something about that and something about the case? Because we haven't really talked that much about it. Maybe you know what's going on. What this hearing is to determine whether the people will get thrown off the land or not. And McCain is from Arizona. He's now running for president. I just heard just this morning that he won over Bush. He really won heavily in the primary in Michigan. Not a good thing. And he's been very instrumental in oppressing the Indian people, I understand, in Arizona.
Yeah, I don't really know very much because I just know what I heard. And it's sometimes difficult for me to understand the English things. But,
So you had a vigil in front of the courthouse yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just saw in the newspaper. We had some pictures of it, even. Yeah, I was surprised to see it. Yeah.
In the San Francisco Chronicle, the main newspaper?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Do you think that people in Europe know more about, that there's more support in Europe? I often hear that than there is in the United States for these native Diné elders.
I just know it from Switzerland, and Switzerland, the most people don't know about it, because we were making some virgils, and it was, the most people, they didn't even know it, and we have to explain it to all the people, so,
So how many people would you have at a vigil, for instance?
Oh, that's always very difficult, because Switzerland is not very big, and, it's mostly Simone, she's the coordinator of the DNA working group of Incomindios, and and we're doing a lot of things, and then there are always some other people that are helping, but it's not always the same. So sometimes there are 10 people, sometimes there are more. It depends.
So Incomindios is the International Committee for the Indians of the Americas. So you work with other indigenous people. Does this committee work with other indigenous people in the Americas? I'm sure that you must.
Yeah, sure. We have, we're just part in different working groups. We have Lakota working group, and we have also from South America, but not so strong right now. And Yeah, there's some school projects, and yeah, there are really, different things. They're special for more for children, or yeah, on different or Shoshone group or things like that. Yeah.
Have you been to the United States before?
No, it's my first time. Yeah.
You've gotten to learn something about the racism that goes on here too, huh? Well, not only here, of course.
Yeah, I was. I don't know. As I came to the airport in Phoenix, I was just looking, and it's. I don't know. You could really see that it was some difference, because the most people that are, like, carrying the bags for the people, they were black people, and just a lot of the taxi drivers were, I don't know, Mexican or natives or things like that, and yeah. You could see it more better than it is in Switzerland. That it's kind of parted, mm-hmm. and that's not so such a together like there are in other places.
So, could you say just real short what it is that you say you were very touched by this film that you saw, and what is it that is driving you to come all this way and be supportive to people so far away?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very interested in the culture since I'm 9 years old. That began then, and I began to work for Human Rights as I was 12 years old.
How old are you now?
I'm 18 now. And, yeah, then I went to the UN because I was working together with Encomendios, and before I was working with Amnesty International for other things like Peru and for Turkey. But, yeah, I don't know, I saw the video, and it was somehow like a... That's difficult to explain, but I was just sitting there, and I had to cry, and mm-hmm. I don't know, like the people, and like I don't know, also what someone can do with the nature, like just destroying it like that, and yeah, I don't know, mm-hmm. that's difficult to explain for me. Yeah.
That's okay. Actually, our time is up, but I'm sure people will understand how you feel, because it is terrible, and a lot of us see that, and certainly this dislocation of native people has been going on since the beginning of the arrival of Europeans in the United States, and it's not only in the United States, but all over the place, and that's what we've been talking about now, is the Diné people in Big Mountain, Arizona. And I want to give you some numbers. If you want to go to the land to support the Diné people, they need that. You can call a phone number, which is 520, is the area code, 674-4479. That's 520-674-4479. That's if you want to go to the land. If you want to make donations of food or clothes or money, they really need them. You can make that to an organization called Social and Environmental Entrepreneurs. You can just put SEE. The address is 20110 Rockport Way. That's one word. Malibu, California, 90265. So that's SEE 20110 Rockport Way, Malibu, California. Malibu is Malibu, California, 90265. You can make out checks to the Sovereign Diné Nation, and Diné is DINEH. The email is, and they communicate by email mostly, I guess. They don't have phones usually. And it's way out in the boonies. And that's what it is, the land, the unspoiled land. So the email is dineth29@aol.com. That's dineth29@aol.com. My name's Sue Supriano. Thanks very much for listening.